welcome back. This is David Jonas with hour two of the weekly Reverse Speech Show, where we interview various guests who are involved in various aspects of reverse speech. And it's my great pleasure to introduce Dr. Rohan Weerasinghe, who we are collaborating with, and he's going to tell us about his perspective of reverse speech. And welcome to the show, Dr. Rowe. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, David. And you pronounced my surname very well. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? It comes all the way from Sri Lanka.
Oh, right. Yes, I was trying to work it out. I was saying, did I pronounce it this way or that way? But I got it right. So that's good. Thank you very much. Yes, I know you as Rowe.
That's right. You do. Yeah.
It's just Rowe all the time. We've met several times because you're in England. England, of course, and when I go over to England, I meet you. I think I make about two or three trips a year.
It's a pleasure to have you over. And in fact, when you're over, you know, there's a real fervour amongst all of the people coming to our workshops. So it's an honour to be on the show, you know, reciprocating the other way around this time, David.
Oh, good. So my pleasure indeed. It's good to have you. Okay, look, why don't we start off by telling the audience a little bit about you. What do you do? What's your background? So tell us who Dr. Rowe is.
Thank you. Well, okay, so very, very quick history back. Originally from the UK, my father was Sri Lankan, passed away when I was younger, mother's English. Studied very hard, did the very Asian thing, which is get education. Got myself a degree in civil engineering, then studied and got my PhD, which is where the doctorate comes from. And I for many years, I just focused on an engineering background, but in my early 20s was doing a lot of personal development work, reading books, running small workshops for students, learning to improve their communication skills, and doing, even back in those days, early interventional work. I studied hypnosis in my late teens, early 20s as a side passion. And that took me on a whole separate parallel journey to my career as an engineer. And by the time I got into my late 20s, I realized that my real passion was working with people, which I'd been doing for nearly 10 years at that stage, but really separate to my main career. And that led me into learning NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnosis, interventional work, coaching, mentoring. And I found myself doing some really great work with people, and always, even from those early days, looking for something that was cutting edge that could transform lives. So as I grew in my career as a civil engineer, I found my passion was growing more in this area of human development transformation. Right. So by the time I got into my 30s, I started to run small workshops and working with people one-to-one and small groups. And I get now to travel the world and speak in front of audiences of 50, 100 people, right through to several thousand people. Wow. And I've been into 15 to 18 different countries now. And it's been an amazing journey. And that journey is really sort of what led me to meet you, which I guess we'll come to in a moment. Separate to that, I'm a father of two beautiful children. I've just turned 50. I've got a lovely fiance who you've yet to meet, actually. She's always talking about you with me, but
yes,
you've
got, I've
not met
her
yet, all the kids. And so I have a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old at the moment.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, next
when you
trip,
come down, absolutely.
Do that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Now, you've written a couple of books on personal development. The Turning Point I'm familiar with. Now, there's a couple of others too.
There's another book coming out which we haven't got a title actually, so I can't give you that. But if everybody, thank you for raising that. The Turning Point we launched in 2011. It was designed really, and this is where I think the work with reverse speech takes that to another level. But Turning Point was a more conscious type book. So it's teaching people to go through a process of understanding their beliefs, their values, looking at their external communication. So I actually have a whole chapter there on communication, which integrates so well with what you do. And just understanding our basic human needs. And I take people through a process of wherever you are right now, whether it's relationships, health, whether you're going through personal challenges with your business, it could be finances. As you know, several people that you've worked with, many of our clients have got financial challenges, or they're just frustrated. They want to get financially free, which is another area I specialize in, helping people literally replace their income so that they've got passive incomes coming in. A whole myriad of things. For the tens of thousands of people that I work with, I was trying to find a way of getting it into a book where they could read through it and at least do work from home rather than necessarily working with us directly. And that's how the Turning Point evolved. So we launched the book in 2011. And we started to run a series of seminars, which took people through the process of the turning point as well. So we get people that come through the door that have been physically and sexually abused at one end of the spectrum, right through to a 45-year-old father who's having challenges with his child, to somebody else that's running a business and can't seem to break through to another level. And that's been a great journey. But in that process, David, as you know, which is where we started to meet each other, there was always a missing link for me. It's like, how do we get deeper beyond this great work we're doing? How can we really get to understand what people's blocks are?
Right, which obviously brings me to my next question. How did you first hear about reverse speech, and what was your initial reaction to it?
Well, my business partner, Raj, we have a company called Elite Mind Technology, who you work very closely with us. He's the gentleman that originally met you. So I have to put my hands up, and I'm a big believer in gratitude, as you know, and every day I'm grateful to the universe for the amazing things and blessings that we have in our life. And one of those people is Raj, and he came across you back, I guess, about 5 years ago or more, and I was traveling overseas. So we did one of the things I teach people to do is, when you get to a point where you've got financial security, go and enjoy the world a little bit. We went traveling with our daughter at the time. And whilst I was traveling, I was getting these messages saying, Ro, you've got to look at this. I know you love to help people and transform their lives. I'm working with this amazing technology. It's called reverse speech. This is what it is. And I'd heard about the concept before, but never really spent any time looking into the study of it. And I got all these messages. You've got to go and check it. You've got to meet David. And I was like, don't worry, I'll be back soon. I'm coming back in about a year's time. But he was so emphatic about it. And another gentleman called Corey Donahue, who now works closely with us as one of our coach mentors, they both were like, we're going to fly over and drag you over to the UK if you don't come and have a look at this. I think I was living in Spain at the time, Barcelona. I hadn't met you at that stage. Jumped on a plane, came back, met with them. They explained more about it, showed me some examples of their reversals. And that's the point where I said, right, I've got to pick up the phone. And I'm one of these people, as I guess you know now, having worked with me for a while, is I had to see the proof of it. It wasn't just understanding the concept. I needed to experience it. And I say to people when they're coming to the workshops, when we've got you on the Skype call, you know, this is David. He's going to demonstrate it to you. But the real truth is, it's like watching a bicycle. You can understand how to ride a bike from watching it, but until you get on the bike, the feel of it is completely different. And oh my God, I mean, the very first time I got online with you and started talking, my anxiousness was, am I going to be able to talk for half an hour about a subject? My subject at the time, don't mind sharing with your listeners, was I was running a business in property, and I've been doing that for many years. And I was also being invited to share the stages with some big people, people like Anthony Robbins, Les Brown, people like Robert Kiyosaki, some great speakers out there. But I didn't want to compromise my time with my family versus going and traveling all around the world speaking. And that was one of the areas that you helped me with when I started on the reverse speech, which was I consciously had an awareness of what the block was, but I didn't quite know what the missing gap was internally. And so you helped me understand there was a block about balance. That's one of the reversals that came up, I remember. So the real truth of it was that I came in a little bit skeptical, but at the same time, I believe that if you're skeptical, you should at least check something out and do it, physically do it. And my first experience with you was amazing. And I know many of your listeners have probably been listening to you do work with, you know, maybe talking about public figures. But when it comes down to actually working on yourself, it's very different to listening to someone else's reversals. And I take my hat off to you. It was you transformed. I am now the biggest advocate of reverse speech globally.
Yes, indeed. Well, we actually introduced my audience to session work in last week's show. So they're all prime. We spent the whole show last week on session work. So this is the perfect opportunity to talk about this now. I'm trying to think where I want to take you next. So we've set up a collaboration. So why don't you talk a little bit about what it is and what you're doing?
That's a good idea. Well, the challenge that I had was that is getting, as you know, and you're doing a great job with a radio station now, is how do you take an audience, a general public, and get them to understand something that is, to me, is revolutionary. I saw an interview with you on a hypnosis show where the gentleman said this is potentially societally transformational. And that was my reaction to it as well. In fact, myself and our two mentors that you work with, Amy and Corey, who you know very well now. You know, our view is, what else is there? Once you've got this working with the technology that we've got, which is conscious work and working with NLP, interventional coaching, goal setting, planning, time management, all these things. When you can put that together with reverse speech, what else is there in the world? And that's where I was trying to find a way to integrate your work with our work, which was graceful, and to communicate it to the audience in such a way that within a 3 or 4 hour period, they can sit in a room, never heard anything about it, and at the end of it, just say, oh my gosh, I have to do this.
Right.
I've got things going on in my life. And I think we can all put our hands up, and I feel I've got a blessed life, but we can all put our hands up and say there's something we need to work on. And whether it's something as simple as just a personal block about your career, you just know you need to get to another level. You're listening to this now as one of David's viewers, and you're on a career path, but you seem to have hit a threshold and you just don't know how to get to that next level. Or you're listening to this and you're in a relationship which has gone stale, or you think the relationship's going to break up and you want to save it, or you're listening to this and you've got financial challenges. It really doesn't matter. Once you've accepted that as a person, you say, I have got a challenge. The next question is, well, what are the tools out there that can help me? And we've done a lot of work coaching and mentoring people, but we could only get so far. Some amazing breakthroughs, but in talking to people, intuitively we knew there was something else that they were holding back. And you can push a person only so far consciously before they kick back and they go, you know what, I just don't want to open up to you anymore. This is as far as I'm comfortable with. Reverse speech was the missing link. We could have a same conversation with somebody, get them ready to talk to you. So we would position them with a questionnaire, as you know. So you've seen the questionnaires. They open up. They're very honest. You know, my name's John. I've got a business I've been expanding with my wife. And, we're trying to find the balance between looking after our kids, expanding the business. And I just don't know what the block is. And, of course, they're talking about it. So we say, right, now you're ready to talk to David. They get on the phone with you. And what we've prepared them now to talk with you. So now they're opening up at a completely different level. You have this amazing gift with what you do with reverse speech to come back to us now with the reversals and to them. And this is where we had the gap. Now, as mentors and coaches, for the listeners, if you're a coach and you're listening to this, it's a great gift. Now the person can say, oh my gosh, these are reversals I got back from David. There's something telling me that my block is not my relationship, but actually it's a belief about money that I had from my dad when my dad lost his job when I was 8 years of age or whatever. All these amazing things are coming up. You can reveal that to us. We can take that and we can have them go out and work on that on a conscious level. So what the transformation, and maybe you can add to this because of your observation from your side, David, but the transformation for us has been we can get somebody on a day-to-day basis to go and do certain activities. Right, here's what you're going to do first. We're going to look at your bank statements. We're going to look at your cash flows. We're going to look at your spending patterns where they previously had a block. Parallel to that, you're doing all this amazing work unconsciously through meta walks and trances, working and restructuring their unconscious. That then makes them a different person while they're working with us. And I think the gap for me was when I went through the first reverse speech experience with you is I didn't necessarily have somebody to take me through those practical daily exercises, which you as a specialized practitioner don't have the time to do. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting you should use the word missing link, because I always felt I had a missing link in my work and I was always looking to fill it. And as soon as you presented that idea to me, I didn't even have to think about it. It was an instant yes. This is what reverse speech needs.
So it's almost like you and I are caring for a child, whereas, you know, I've got to quickly go off and check the food is on the oven, in the oven. So I hand the baby over to you. You nurture the baby for a little bit with reverse speech.
Yep.
Then you say, okay, Ro, take the baby back now. And this is what we're doing with the human person. And it's just beautiful to watch because it's very graceful, isn't it, David, at the process between our side and your side. I don't know how you found it, but what I've observed is the people that have been working with us and yourself, they're getting to results infinitely quicker than had they just worked with us or you individually. It's that combination.
Yeah, yes, it is. I think what I'm doing is working on the unconscious. And you are then taking these changes, well, your coaches are taking these changes that I've created and putting them into practical use. You're saying?
Yeah, and because it's become practical, that person's now seeing the reality and the synchronicities. Maybe we could talk about that while we're in the call, actually. One of the things that strongly common between you and I and all of our team, Corey, Amy, myself, Raj, and the whole of us operating with this new approach, is that you enable them to see, become, it's almost like you've taken a veil away from their unconscious. And we're just saying, now start to look. So we have people on a weekly basis coming back and saying, oh my gosh, all these things have started to happen. I met this person who I've been wanting to attract into my life, or I've got people coming to me with money and finances to fund my business. I never saw that before. And it's not just one occasion. It's happening again and again and again. And we talk about these synchronicities, and we actually have people with synchronicity diaries, and you're hearing it, we're hearing it. I've just never seen a flow so elegant in my life before. Not in any interventional work. I don't think there's actually anything in the world at the moment that comes close to this because of the combination of the two approaches.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with it. I'm really excited. But the success rate I'm getting from my clients has risen dramatically. And it's a complete all-round process, conscious and unconscious, practical exercises, practical applications, and change the unconscious structures which support all of that. So
I think, David, to say that, you know, when we say it's quick, just for anybody listening, if you're listening and you've got areas you want to work on, we encourage people to go through like an 8 to 10 to 12 week process between our team and David. And they need that, don't they, David? Because if we rush it too quickly, they don't get the time to apply what the experience is. Because we're talking about sometimes, if you're listening to this right now, you may have blocks that go right back into your four or 5 years. Most of us have a belief system that was built up by observation, experience with our parents. You know, I get people that say, my parents used to argue all the time about money, and then they ended up having a divorce. And now I notice I'm having the same situation with my partner. Uh-huh. And of course, you're picking it up in the reverse speech. We can then have them talk to their partner in a different way, and that rewires their conscious world. And then you're noticing then, further down the process, that when you check their reversals again, they've changed. So by working with us and you, we're now getting people say, oh my God, listen to my reversals. They're totally different to where they were 8 weeks ago. So it does take time. It's not, you know, if anybody's listening to this, just, it might have been 15 years to get to this point. So just allow the 5 to 10 weeks for the process to work. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, of course, we're working on such a deep level. I think people get a little bit surprised at the depth we go to. And there's no way you can really prepare people for that. It's an intense process, and yes, it does get down to the core. So the coaches are actually giving them practical exercises. Can you give me a few more details of what the coaches are specifically doing?
Yeah. So for example, you may have picked up a reversal to do with somebody who's got blocks with. I mean, one of the common ones. Let's take an example on a business level. Somebody who's been in business for a while, but it seems to have reached a plateau. And it's because they're not attracting new customers into their life. And they're talking about this with you. Your reversal comes up with maybe, I don't know if you're okay for me to share a metaphor, but
So,
for example, we've had people come back with small wolves. You've picked up a sentence where my wolf is small, for example. Now, can you just explain what the wolf is rather than me do it? Explain to your listeners so I can expand on that. Yeah.
Yeah, wolf is our drive, our motivation, our strength. So if the wolf is small, our drive and motivation is weak.
Brilliant. So what our mentors are doing now is they're picking that up in a sentence where they were referring to, I'm struggling to go out and find new clients. So what your reversals told us is that unconsciously they don't have any internal drive to go out and really find the right people. There's a fear there. Maybe there's some self-consciousness or self-belief missing. So you then go and help them feed the wolf through the unconscious journey that you take us on with the meta walks. That's all done in the background, which is beautiful. It's elegant. Consciously, our mentors are saying, right, now your wolf is growing. What you're going to do this week is you're going to go and contact 25 people. And this is the approach we're going to use. Previously, you used this approach. It wasn't working. We're going to try this approach now. And it's almost a methodical approach on the real world. So they're checking in up and they're texting or messaging our mentors. I've just contacted 20 people. I can't believe it. Four of them have said yes. I'm feeling completely different. That reinforces it. Of course, they bring that back to you. And now you're picking up unconsciously the wolf has grown. So it's a practical daily day process. If it's relationships, we're getting couples to communicate more, to be more intimate, to go and do things that they've forgotten to do, because maybe in the unconscious you've picked something up there that says, you know, their passion has died away. And so we have them reconnect there. So what your unconscious messages help us do is now make that more conscious on a day-to-day basis.
Right. So whereas before, where I was working with clients, they'd be sitting down in their lounge room waiting for success to come and knock on their door.
Right.
You're saying, no, open the door and walk out and find it. We've made the changes. Now go and do it.
And you know what? Sometimes they don't even get a chance to walk through. We nudge them. We push them. We have big boots. You know, we've got a rope to drag them through. Because right. There's a massive right. trust. I think the lovely thing with the relationship we've got with you and the clients that come to us is, there's a huge trust. All of us, our mentors as well, we've all been through rounds with you. So we have stuff right. that we've worked on. We've gone to that level of honesty and integrity with you. And so, you know, we say to our clients, allow us, and you might ask the question, Ro, well, what's the difference between a coach and a mentor? Whereas coaching, I might say to you, David, what do you think the answer is? As a mentor, we'll say, here's the answer. Look, it's black and white. Your reversals are telling us this. You told me last week you're having a challenge with managing your money. The missing gap here is you don't have a management system for managing your money. Let me send you across a spreadsheet, David, and we'll start to spend the next 2 weeks inputting your spending patterns right. into okay. the spreadsheet, and I will check in on that with you in a week's time. So now that person's almost being pushed through a process rather than them waiting right. for it to happen to them, and that's the difference with what we do.
Right. And to the best of my knowledge, this is the most comprehensive process that exists on the planet to this day. I'm not aware of anything else that does
nothing,
this.
Nothing. No. And David, I've been through, and I know you have as well, we've studied a lot. I've spent in excess of £120,000 on my own personal development, from health yep. through to relationships. I do work with all levels, and there's some amazing people out there, but nobody has this uniqueness that we have with you. So I'm blessed that we've built this relationship, and I guess we're going to, at some point before we finish the interview, talk about where we're going to take this. But I think yeah. the world is our oyster now, and you've been doing this for 30 years, and now it's like it's come out now of the egg, and now we have to nurture reverse speech to a whole different level. The world needs to hear this. It really does now, not in 10, 20 years' time. It has to happen now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we are jointly working towards that goal of making it happen.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is the David John Ice Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Rohan Weerasinghe. We have to go to a break. Just don't touch that dial or keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number 1. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Dr. Rohan Weerasinghe. We've been having some fascinating discussions about how reverse speech has become more effective. That doesn't really explain it. Maybe you could give it a bit more oomph than I just did.
More impact. Actually, we talk about impact, don't we? We use the word impact.
Yes, we do.
A lot.
Yes.
I think, you know, going back to the questions you asked earlier on, you spent so many years refining what now is a human decoding system for any communication. I mean, the fact that even you and I can be talking here, and if anyone's listening to this and is just completely connected with us and saying, oh, this is, I just get what they're saying. I believe that's because we're being authentic in what we're talking about, and our unconscious is communicating to that person listening the very same thing. And, you know, you've said this for many years, that another person can literally get the heckles on the back of their neck come up, you know, in a positive way. We get goosebumps. I'm getting them now as I'm talking to you. That is, I honestly, when we talk about intuition, I believe that actually that is our ability to understand a certain level of reverse speech, which you've proved even in the labs, I know. So I think what we're doing now is we're saying, right, reverse speech is off the ground. It's taken 30 years for you to refine this, and you've got an incredible metaphor dictionary which is going on. But you know what, folks? This is just the start. There's a whole new world out there. People are getting more stressed. There's now things, if anybody's heard of this, you might go and look at this, that the Global Happiness Study. There is now globally a government level studies looking at people's levels of happiness. And people are genuinely, I mean, this is scientific studies now, because even at corporation company level, and if there's any company owners listening to this right now, please, you know, get back in touch with David so that we can communicate with you, because we now believe that we have the ability to go into any level, whether it's children, companies, high level professionals. And we maybe talk about this before we finish today. And if they're not happy in their job, it may be that it's nothing to do with the job. It may be to do with something at home, but they can't communicate that consciously, even in a job environment. Whereas the tool that we have with you, David, is we can put somebody in a position where they might be comfortable talking with us. We then have that information recorded for you to analyze it. And that person can sit and see their own unconscious telling them what the real block is. And of course, for a company to know that they've got the ability to help their employees, especially high level employees that are operating the company at high level, to get those people aligned. I think that's the word we need to use here, aligned. That's why you even, I mean, I'm sure you won't mind me saying this. You and I did an interview with Raj for about 20 minutes where we checked, even in the conversation, were we aligned? Were our unconscious messages aligned? Yes. And I think you found something in one of my reversals that said, found my purpose. I can probably send that across for some time if you want to ever play it on the show, but it's just to show people that there was alignment. And you were saying to me, Ro, this is great, it's very positive. In any level, even a business or the hope to start a new project, now people are able to talk with us and then with you to talk about what they're wanting to do. I found this beautiful person. We seem to be getting on. There's something not quite right. I'm not sure what it is. And suddenly we're finding out that in the conversation about a possible future relationship with somebody, there's a slight block there, or there's a couple that are just about to break up. Can we save that relationship? It gives us a tool we never had before. It's like a carpenter who's never had a hammer before and has been using a a rock to hammer nails in, and suddenly somebody goes, oh, by the way, have you ever heard of a hammer before? And then they pull out a hammer, and suddenly the house gets built in half the time. That's what reverse speech and EMT, Elite Mind Technology, do together.
Wow.
It's the hammer and the nail working in harmony. That's how I see it.
Hey, why don't you just explain a little bit more about EMT? We haven't really talked about that specifically.
Yeah, I mean, the term Elite Mind Technology really evolved off the work with yourself and myself and Raj and our team. I was saying at the time that we've got to find a way to integrate your work with our work, but it has to work in harmony so that it can't. We first explored the idea of doing only coach mentoring first for, say, 8 weeks, working with somebody consciously, and then saying, right, David, could you now work with them on an unconscious level, and then we'll have a chat with them at the end. And that didn't work either for us, because for it to be an elite mind technology, it needs to be something that's integrated rather than separate. So anyone listening to this now who does coaching, great work. I was coaching for many years. You know, you ask lots of questions. You can use a little bit of guided visualization work, and you can go to a certain level. I think when I talk about it, I say you go to conscious and subconscious level. Hypnosis can work, but as you know, it doesn't always give us the true result. It takes us down one path. People use visualizations and affirmations. That's another more conscious tool. People use NLP, neurolinguistic programming, phenomenal tool, been used for many years. You know, Richard Bandler, Grindler, they developed that. Great tool. And yet, what was always missing was, in a general, relaxed way, how could somebody talk on a Skype call, on a phone call, using a technology whereby they don't have to be in front of an audience, which is sometimes that happens with me when they come to a seminar. I pull them up and I start talking to them, and that may make them feel uncomfortable, but they just talk and it gets recorded. And to take that technology, reverse speech, and then to be able to turn that round and say, right, these are your reversals, and then have a mentor who has the technology to be able to understand what the dictionary means, understands what the reversals means, and then to say, right, okay, what you've just told me there relates to a conversation we had last week when we were talking about the questionnaire. The challenge you've got, David, is you don't have the daily conversations that we have with the clients. You only get to see their unconscious, don't you, mainly? Whereas we can marry that with the main picture of what's going on in their day-to-day lives. And I think what Elite Mind Technology does, it enables somebody to paint a big picture. You come and feel a little bits in the middle of the picture, and then we can overall then guide them. And often what happens is somebody says, I want to work on my business, I want to work on my business, I want to work on my business. And with Elite Mind Technology, we can interview them, we can talk to them, and we can actually then say, actually, what's coming out from this is, it's not your business, it's your relationship with your wife or your husband.
Right.
They say, really? And I say, yeah. And then you talk to them in the recording, and sure enough, comes out of that recording with the reverse speech, all these reversals that are passionately confirming that there's a challenge at home, not in the business. But what's happening is they're going into their business and they're not operating comfortably, because now when they're doing their business, their unconscious is relaying a separate message to another human being, and they're not performing at another level. I don't know if you can maybe explain this to your listeners, how somebody could be communicating forward and in reverse, and that could affect their relationship. I mean, can you sort of explain it from your perspective, how that works?
Well, how does the reverse affect the relationship?
Well, more the fact that there can be a reversal that's not congruent. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I had a problem at home and I was going into my business, we know that I could be talking to a client, but giving unconscious messages about...
Oh, I think so. Right.
That's true to say, isn't it? I could actually be communicating something completely different to them.
Oh, absolutely. I see it all the time. Look, I've had a couple of people send me their sales presentations.
Okay.
And we've done the presentation. Actually, you know, I wonder if I could pull up a reversal real quick that could illustrate this. Let me see if I can do that. And they're saying one thing in their sales presentation, and they're saying totally the opposite thing in the reversal. Here. I've got an example to illustrate this. This is from a hypnosis tape. Listen to this. A weight loss tape.
When your conscious or subconscious mind notices this, then either one will begin to focus on the thoughts and or the feelings.
And this one says, the loss of love with the evil.
The loss of love with the evil.
Oh my gosh, that's so clear.
The loss of love with the evil.
You hear that one there, Owen?
So clear.
Yeah.
Now, can I...
So that's... Go ahead. So that's a classic example of an opposite message. And if you're in a relationship with your partner, and you might be talking quite nicely and pleasantly, but there's tensions, you can feel them. And then the reversals will come out and say something completely opposite, and that's what they're reacting to.
Exactly.
Is that what you were looking for?
Exactly. And we've had situations where people's reversals are giving maybe a negative communication about men or women. And of course, they're meeting with a client, and the client happens to be a woman. And if this entrepreneur has a challenge at home with his wife, and he has a bad reversal or bad feeling about it, it can actually be communicated across to another person who's a woman client, and then she doesn't want to do business with him. And I get to train speakers all over the world, and I have people come to me and say, Ro, you know, we know you take people out, you teach them how to speak, and I do sales training, as you know, Dave. And one of the things that I say to people, I will not let anybody work with me now unless they come through EMT, unless they allow us to mentor them and you to work with the reverse speech. Because I say to them, you can go with the best message in the world. You can believe that you're saying all the right words, but if internally you are not connected with the truth of your message, your audience will walk out of that room. They won't buy from you. They won't trust you. They won't believe you because you're not aligned. And the work that you do is you can help them align. And then I can, with my team, practically get them to deliver that message. And we're getting unbelievable results. People that could not communicate openly in audiences before. I mean, you've worked with some of the people. I can't say names today, but we've got people internationally now, gone from never speaking before, speaking all over the world now, simply because of exactly what you've just talked about. We've aligned their unconscious with their conscious, and now the message they take out to the audience is totally congruent, and it changes everything. Business, relationships, speaking in public, you name it, any area. It's unbelievable.
Yep. Absolutely. Very exciting stuff. And that's what the partnership between reverse speech and EMT is producing. Major, major changes. It's the missing piece I was looking for, the missing piece you were looking for, and bang, here we are.
And can I just add, David, that in the time I've known you, which is probably over 4 years now, you, and I just as a reflection to you from me to you and our clients, is you seem to have raised your game in the way you've expanded the metaphor dictionary even in the last year and a half. Because of the nature of the work you're doing now with our client, it feels as though you've raised your game with reverse speech. Does it feel like that for you?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah. Well, see, it's also too, I've got more clients I'm working with, but I'm working with a team now, and it's not just myself.
Okay.
And that inspires me towards more excellence. If that makes sense to you.
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing it. You know, we're seeing it in the work you're doing. So just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep inspiring us.
Okay. Oh, I will. Talk about the future. You got some interesting plans for reverse speech in the future that we talked about last time I was in London. Let's talk about some of them.
Yeah, it's always hard to know where to take something that you've found. I feel like, if anybody's listening to this, if you ever remember with Apple when they first brought out the first iPhone, or the iPod, in fact, originally, the idea of a digital machine that could take music. I grew up with LPs, and then we went to tape players and walking around with a tape player. That technology, when it shifted to the iPhone or the iPod first, I should say, it was just revolutionary. And then, of course, the iPhone came out, and it was like it redefined the market. Where do you take it? There's so many places you can take it. Now we can download, we can email, I can send you a voice message and everything digitally. There's just so many avenues. And I think that's where we're at, sitting with Elite Mind Technology, with the reverse speech work we're doing with you. Where do we start? So within the team, we have specialists in the field of peak performance, people like Corey Donahue, who you know is one of our mentors. He's a gold medalist globally now in the area of martial arts. He's a former professional footballer, works at a very high level with soccer teams in the UK, and an inspirational human being, I think you'd agree.
Absolutely.
He's one of the areas that he would like to spearhead for us is going into sports clubs, athletic clubs, high peak performers right up to the high level. Because as you know, David, somebody can be it could be 1 second off their 100-meter sprint, or it could be the performance on a tennis court. If anybody's listening to this and you're athletes and you know there's just a tiny little extra measure you need to go to. We now believe that we have the ability with what we're doing with people already is to, first of all, talk to them, interview them, find out what they believe the block is, do an external observation of them, And then when they're ready, we then pass them to you to talk about exactly that area. Because what doesn't help you, and maybe you could expand on this to the audience, what doesn't help you is somebody comes to you with a lot of very general stuff, trying to cover too much. My experience right. with Elite Mind Technology and working with you is we need to narrow down to exactly the area that is the challenge. Could you just explain from a reverse speech process why that's so important for the listener?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've noticed that with the clients coming to me than from previously is that they've got a far better idea what they want to talk about. They're far more cohesive. They're far more directed. And that's important for reverse speech because reverse speech is complementary. The forwards relate to the reverse. And if someone is rambling in the forward speech, you're just going to get ramblings in the reverse.
Okay.
So if they know exactly what they want and the direction they want to go in, then the reverses will be far more powerful and far more directive.
And it's contextual, isn't it? So when they're talking about a block with, let's say it's a high-performance athlete, then the reversals will tell you and us, okay, this is the area we need to focus on. Whereas if they're generalizing, we can't always tie that back to the specific problem.
Right.
Is that right from your perspective?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what the coaches are doing.
Yes.
And they're doing the initial interview. They interview the clients before I do. And that's great. That's worked out absolutely fantastic. It's made my job a lot easier.
Brilliant. And that's what we're finding that we can be more efficient, and it helps you as well, helps the client particularly. Into the future, that's just one area alone. Take that to another complete direction. We've got people like Amy Nielsen who works with us, who's worked at a very high level at corporate level in companies. You know, clients include barristers, very specialized entrepreneurs, especially in the City of London, for example. We know that within companies that there's blocks going on. There's blocks with the management. There's blocks with the expansion of the business. So we see opportunities there to go in and working with small teams collectively. One of the areas that we talked to you about, David, was taking a dynamic situation where we've got some of the best creators around the company in a room trying to overcome a block. We coach, mentor them. They talk about the subject. We record it, and then it goes off to you to analyze, and you can come back and actually pinpoint unconsciously who in the team might be a block, or who in the team's come up with an idea, or maybe there's an even collective unconscious message that they're all aligned with that's never, ever been revealed before. And there's no one ever done this sort of work before, not in a corporate level.
And what would that sort of information be worth to a corporation?
Oh gosh, millions! If you think about where that product could go. I mean, you're absolutely right. Bingo. And I think that's where anyone that's got a vision at all within business would see this and jump all over it. And so that's something we're looking to launch, you know, fairly shortly. And then the other end of the spectrum again is young children. So teenagers, people having challenges. You know, Corey and Amy and myself, we work at a level with young kids. And to some extent, this is our future as well for all of us. We've got kids, so as you have, and in fact, all of us actually, all the directors of the company, and we just feel that a lot of parents, and this is not to be an indictment on parents, but often as parents, we have our own beliefs, and of course, we're talking to our kids. I've even had reversals done on myself with our daughter, where we've picked up little messages, and we're like, well, where did that come from? If we can teach parents and children to understand the purity of communication through your work, David, I think what will happen is kids will grow up a lot more confident. If we can align them earlier, they won't have a lot of the baggage that many of us in our 40s and 50s have had to unload.
Look, I absolutely agree with you. You know, I did a show on children and children's reversals 2 or 3 weeks back.
Oh, did you? Okay.
One of the things I said in the show is every class I teach, I'm talking about one day someone's going to take these children's reversals and run with them and use them because the applications of them are so powerful. We can get in contact with the young child's mind before they're speaking forwards. We can find out what their problems are in teenage years, how to fix them. I mean, we can mold our kids in a far better fashion. But anyway, I get so excited and frustrated at the same time.
If I could take a picture of my arm now, I've got all these goosebumps as you're talking. And I think everything you're saying is so true. You and I had this conversation around the table with the rest of the team at Christmas. We're just a small group of people wanting to literally transform the world in all these different areas. And, this is definitely a conversation that you and I have to follow through over the next few years because we just need a few light leaders out there to support us on this journey. So many kids are going, there's a lot of pressure on kids now with exams and all the pressure that's on them. And if we can get to that unconscious message a bit sooner with young people, maybe we can help direct them on a more purposeful and passionate path. Yeah. So I think everything you said there is spot on. And then, of course, prisons, going in and helping people that may be having challenges or even young offenders offenders that have had challenges. And a lot of it is because of the programming they've had when they were younger. We know we can work with them consciously and help them make physical changes in the world. But if you can help with us on an unconscious level, so that's another area. Another big area that you and I are both passionate about is getting back into the labs with the EEG equipment and getting people monitored and really doing blind tests so that we can.
Thank you.
We can really prove that I'm not going to say the word, but I think, you know, there's a lot of BS out there in the world about, well, you know, people say, well, this stuff doesn't work. You went through, your journey's been unbelievable, David. I think what you went through, most people would never have put up with all of the journey of criticism and it doesn't work. And is it real? Yep. We know it's real. It's been existent for over 30 years. We see it daily with our clients. So anybody listening to this that might even be a remote doubter, come and prove it for yourself. Just listen to your own reversals and everything becomes clear. But I think the world still sits on a skeptical fence, which is show it to me. Prove me the scientific evidence. We know we can do that. You started that journey years ago, but you've been so busy with your clients. Now you've got, as you said, a team around you. Let's get it into the labs and, you know, let's get it scientifically proven. Let's get some PhD studies on it and just show the world this is an unbelievable tool, something scientific that people can start to use as well.
Yeah, I had a guest on my show last week, Dr. Eldon Taylor, who's probably America's premier expert on subliminal messages. And he was talking about how they've actually they've got these special machines where they can see which – it's coming up in colours, which parts of the brain.
Yes.
It would be great to do some of those type of tests and actually see what's happening inside the brain as reversals are being delivered.
I agree. And I think, I mean, separate to that, David, maybe we can connect the three of us because it'd be good for us to maybe get some clients together with specific areas as well. Because if we can look at the common thing, we get common themes. We've been doing this for years now and there are common themes that come up. If we could take those clients, have reversals done with them whilst their brains are being monitored to see what changes are happening. You know, you yourself have shown me and explained to me that while somebody's listening, the brain reacts at the same point that another person's unconscious reversals occur. I mean, think about that just for a minute. If that means, that gives me goosebumps again.
You just give me an aha moment. I actually need to connect you and Dr. Taylor and me together. I'll send him a copy of this interview, actually, get him to listen to it, and then we'll...
Please do, because I think if we can bring subjects to the table that we know have specific areas that we've seen results with in the past, then this is where the world... And once it's in a documented form, for some reason, it's the whole thing about, you know, now I can see it, now I believe it, whereas I honestly believe if we believe it first, then we can then make it happen. And and that's any listener, don't wait any longer. If you've been listening to David's shows, you know, plug into this. It's a great way to transform your life, not just intellectually. Don't just listen and be intellectual about this, because a lot of people go, oh, that sounds really fascinating. And I'm like looking at them thinking, but you want to change your life. You've been telling me this for the last 2 months. Let's move from fascination to making it physically happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, get involved. This is such an exciting technology. Look, I've just started my latest training class. The second class is this weekend. It's still not too late to join. If you want to get in, because we're going to need people, aren't we, Ro? As this grows bigger and bigger, we need people to come in and learn how to do this.
Yeah, it's a technology that's so unusual. As you said, David, there's a handful of people really that have the skill to deliver it at this level. And I think if people come to the table and they stay through the process with you, we'll know they've got the integrity to take it out. And the world needs... the next 10 years is really the next, I think it's probably the most important 10 years for reverse speech and EMT now. Your 30 years of, you've been building the pyramid, David. Now it's coming out of the ground and now we can start to see that top third of the pyramid. And everyone's going, oh my gosh, look, it's a pyramid. Whereas before it was like, well, what is it? Now you've put the work in. We have to put the icing on the cake now and really take it out to the world. That's what I believe.
All right. We have a minute left. Do you want to get out some contact information? How can people get a hold of your book?
If they go to Amazon and just simply look up Turning Point, it's Dr. Rohan Weerasinghe, and you can get it on Kindle. So that's very nice. Very kind of you to promote that, David. And then if you want to find out about Elite Mind Technology and what we're doing with David, if you go to www.elitemindtechnology.com or info@elitemindtechnology.com, and we'll come back to you, and you know, we can give you some more answers on any questions you may have as well.
Yep, absolutely. And got a couple of presentations in London coming up. Or would are people welcome to come along?
Yeah, actually, two things, Dave. Great point. We have one on the 16th of April. So if you go to info@elitemindtechnology.com, we can send you an invitation to that. Right. There's another one happening in March on the 23rd in London. And we're also going to be going live with some recorded webinars. Sorry, well, it's basically the presentation of you when you're in London with us. So hopefully they'll get a chance to see you as well.
We're out of time.
Thank you.
Contact Dr. Rowe, contact me. Thanks to everyone for joining us. We'll see you on the show next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, David. Brilliant.
Okay, bye. See ya.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
Famous pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
Holistic MD, Dr. Robert Rowan.
I summarize the work of Dr. Helmut Keller.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.